a word for you from Psalm 32 verse 5. I acknowledge my sin to you, and I did not cover up my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin. Now in one short verse, so much has happened. David has exposed here what he felt like while he spent such a long time covering up his sin, refusing to acknowledge his sin. You can go back and read that in 2 Samuel chapters 11 and 12. David says that I groaned all the day long. Your hand was heavy upon me. My strength dried up. Yes, sin saps strength. But here David, through the grace of God, comes to his senses. And when David then tells that heart-touching story about the poor man and the lamb, and the rich man confiscating and killing that only lamb, God then shows David what he's like. Through the mouth of Nathan, he says, you are the man. Be furious with yourself. And it was at that point that David, even before the prophet Nathan, acknowledged his sin. Here David says, I confessed my sin to you. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin. How long he had spent trying to hide his sin, and oh, how all his energy was lost, even his body suffered. And yet, when he was willing to confess his sin, at that very instant, there was the cure. The remedy for sin is uncovering your sin, acknowledging, admitting your sin. Say it like it is. And that's what David did. And so, at that very instant, he could praise God. And then, at that very instant, he could say, my sin is forgiven. He heard that from the mouth of Nathan, when Nathan, speaking on behalf of God, said, your sin is forgiven. Isn't that amazing? There is an instant cure. If you acknowledge your sin, confess your sin as it is, God will cover it. Of course, as long as you keep it covered yourself, then it can never be covered by God. Only if we hide in God can we find protection. But of course, if you're hiding sin in yourself, you are exposed to all the elements and all the powers and principalities in the air of evil. But if you come with your sin to God, he will forgive. He will forgive the iniquity of your sin, and he'll completely remove it. Come to him through Jesus Christ.